You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is a Friday, April 9th in the year 2021. And on this Feel Good Friday, we have a good reason to feel good. And that is because very soon you will see football fans in the shoe while the Buckeyes are playing. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lined up for today in segment two, Jacob Binge of Buckeye Grove is joining us to help us get ready for this weekend's Ohio State versus Michigan baseball series. Segment three, a few things I'll be looking forward to this weekend when the Buckeyes scrimmage once again. We begin today's show talking about that very thing that I mentioned about 20 seconds ago. We're very, very soon. Soon meaning April 17th, during the spring game, there will be fans allowed to be inside the shoe to watch the Buckeyes play the football. That is correct. For the first time since the 2019 season, there will be fans allowed inside the stadium to watch the Buckeyes play the football. I know many of you, you have heard this announcement. You may have saw this announcement on the Twitter. You may have gotten an email yourself and said, hey, whoa. Is this a joke? Is this an April Fool's joke coming on April the 8th, a little bit later than expected? Whoa, is this true or is this false? No, this is true. You, possibly myself, can be in the shoe to watch the Ohio State spring game. This is huge. This is a large step in the right direction, in a good direction, to allow fans, the horseshoe, to be at full capacity in the fall. Personally, do I think we'll be at full capacity in the fall? Absolutely. I think what this was also, Ohio State saw the Texas Rangers have their home opener, season opener, I believe, sold out. And it was like, wait, they're doing it down there. I know things are different in Texas, but it's a big kind of knock at the door saying, well, people around the country are doing things out in California. The Los Angeles Lakers are going to be having fans in their stadium as well. You may say, Jay, that's professional. This is college. That's correct. But at the same time, if you have a big old stadium like that on the outside and you're saying, can't nobody be out there at all around other places, it could be Governor DeWine would have a lot of questions to ask. And they want to start small, Ohio State, I believe, and work to bigger and bigger, and then big enough numbers that you could say the shoe is sold out. Ohio State announced it will allow fans to be in attendance at the spring game. Capacity will be at 19,180, less than 20%. The original number that I saw was 20,000 people, but capacity said 19,180. Of course, you're going to have the teams. You're going to have the players, the coaches, their family, their friends, media members. So it may be capacity at 20,000, including everybody else. So that's 800 people. I don't think you're going to have about 800 people there in the horseshoe at that time, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. 10,000 tickets will go to frontline workers. 4,500 tickets will be available for the general public and the students. If you're a student listening to this, there are 2,500 tickets that are reserved for you. When sports got canceled or suspended or whatever word you want to describe what happened about a year ago when the NBA suspended their season and everybody started dropping like flies. I think the Ivy League was first, but then when Rudy Gobert tested positive for the Rona, everybody was like, ho, we don't want to know what this is. Kind of like Space Jam. Well, but Space Jam, they didn't cancel the game. Here in real life, they're canceling things. Yes, they canceled them. They suspended them, whatever were. But now we're getting back to the way things used to be. People may not feel comfortable going. That's okay. I understand that. They don't have to go. And I would suggest if you don't feel comfortable going in a large crowd, outside or inside, does not matter, don't go. Don't go out of peer pressure. Don't go just because of love of the game. I get it. If your health in that way is saying, I don't feel comfortable going, stay at home. Watch the games on the television screen. But at the same time, I know people that are looking and that are waiting and just hoping to be in the shoe. They may not be able to go to the spring game, maybe too far away, or they may get in line at the last minute. But come the fall, I believe you're going to have full stadiums in baseball by the 4th of July. Numerous, not just Texas Rangers, numerous 10-plus stadiums sold out, full capacity, by the 4th of July. Kind of a baseball holiday anyway. Baseball, fireworks, you're going to have fireworks after a baseball game. Whatever it is, kind of like the thing to do. So, I think you're going to have that by the 4th. Ohio State doesn't play their first game till latter part of August, first part of September. I forget when the first date of the first game is. There's a lot of time between now and then. I believe, I don't know about you, I've been very optimistic. I am an optimistic person. I was talking to one of my friends recently, and we were talking about the whole Texas Rangers thing. And I said, hey, I think they'll be fine. They said, no, I'm kind of a wait-and-see person. I get that. That's them. Jay Stevens? Ha! I am a guy trying to be as optimistic as possible. Sometimes people don't like it. Sometimes people think, Jay, you have lost your mind. Okay, that's your opinion. But if I lived in Columbus, I know many of you do live in Columbus or live close enough to drive. If I'm you, I'm spending some money to go watch the boys play in the spring game. I'm making the trip. I'm going to go there with my family, my friends, follow all the protocol that is needed so you don't get in trouble. But I'm going. Why? Because I know many of you, just like myself, have been really, really wanting to watch not just Ohio State football, but watch it inside the horseshoe. I'm excited that they're moving in this direction. Excited to see how many are possibly at the home opener when the season kicks off. Will it be 100%? Will it be 50%? Or somewhere in between? We'll have to wait and see. But Jay's optimism, with Jay being optimistic, Jay's going to say, hey, 100%, that's a real and true possibility. Let's go ahead and step away very quickly. When we come back, we will talk to Jacob Binge of Buckeye Grove as he helps us get ready for this weekend's Ohio State versus Michigan baseball weekend series. But first, check this out. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and even the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and guys, it's even free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up today, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, go to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And joining us now here on Locked On Buckeyes, it is Jacob Binge of Buckeye Grove. He's doing a great job covering the Ohio State Buckeye baseball team. Big series this weekend. So I wanted to bring Jacob into the show to help us preview the matchup with the Michigan Wolverines. Jacob Binge, how are you doing?
Hey, Jay, I'm doing really well. Aside from the rain here on this Thursday, it looks like this weekend is going to be a really big weekend for Ohio State. So I'm excited.
That's amazing, man. Yeah, I got some. I live in Indiana myself, but I got some rain as well. So I took a quick nap in the afternoon, and I was like, what is this stuff outside? But it's here, man. But even though there's rain outside, big series this weekend. The Buckeyes, 12-7 on the season, currently number 3 in the Big Ten standings. How would you describe their play this year on the field, on the diamond, excuse me?
Oh man, it's an interesting situation because Ohio State has put it together in the games it's won, and it certainly did that last weekend against Indiana. But if I had to sum up Ohio State's play, just this season in general, fairly one-sided because the starting pitchers have had strong outings, and they've also had outings where they've gone 4, 5, 6 innings, and the bullpen has kind of outshone them a little bit, especially junior righty TJ Brock. He leads the Big Ten in saves. He's done a really good job there in the later innings. Then on the offense, Cade Kern burst on the scene earlier in the season. Zach DiCenzo really turned it around these last 2 weekends. And so, it seems like one's on, one's off, but last weekend really wasn't the case too much. They were both putting it together.
What was it like this past weekend, almost a week ago now, when Zach DiCenzo was Big Ten Player of the Week? What was that series like where he went 8-15, 5.33 batting average over those games?
Yeah, personally, I thought it was huge for him because he had been scuttling 2 weekends prior against, I believe it was Iowa and Nebraska out there in Minneapolis. He had hit the ball really well against Rutgers on the road. He even said he had been squaring them up. He just couldn't get them to find the holes. But, he put it all together last weekend. Saturday, he had a home run in the first inning of both games of the doubleheader, which is a feat in itself. And then he just caps it off with a good 4-hit performance on Sunday, including that walk-off. And so talking with him post-game, you could really see the energy in his voice and his face after getting that Gatorade dumped on him. And he said he had never, had a walk-off moment in his career before, which is hard to believe at this level. But, it was good to see for Zach DiCenzo because, as you mentioned, he did win Big Ten Player of the Week for that performance.
Also, Big Ten Player of the Week for that same little period was Seth Lonsway. And I mentioned this to you off air before we got on. And 17 strikeouts, only 4 outs came by not a strikeout in that performance. Complete game, 2-hit shutout. I mean, by the numbers, I'm not – in baseball, you got to look at numbers a little bit. The numbers tell you that was a phenomenal performance. But I'm curious what you saw or maybe what you heard from him when you noticed what kind of zone he was in early on in that game.
After the first inning, when he retired the side on strikeouts, I even tweeted, Seth Lonsway looks like he's on it today. Getting 3 strikeouts in the first inning was big, especially in a 7-inning game like that. And then he turns around and follows it up with a 9-pitch immaculate inning in the second. Phew, after the game and talking with him, he said he didn't know about the immaculate inning, but you can just see the look on his face. He said his family was in the stands. And so he definitely had a little bit of extra juice with him, and obviously that was the case, a complete game shutout, 17 strikeouts, 1 strikeout away from the program record for a 7-inning game set by Bill Gable in 1963. And so for Seth Lonsway to put it together like that, he had been struggling with command all season, pretty much all of his Ohio State career, and so to only have 1 walk, that in itself was probably as huge as striking out 17 batters in that game.
That's a phenomenal way to get your first win on the season as well. You go out there and you're just locked in the zone. 17 strikeouts. I mean, he probably amazed himself, and I'm sure some of his teammates and possibly coaches are like, dude, where has this been? We've wanted this all year long.
Absolutely. And, last season in the shortened 2020 season, Seth had actually tied the national, Ks per 9 with 21, which is absolutely absurd. And so, his strikeout numbers are kind of expected to be high because that curveball, Greg Beals admits it in himself, it's absolutely beautiful. It hooks, it just buckles batters in the box. And so coupling it with his fastball, which I heard, was upper 90s, mid 90s at points. And so putting it together like that for Seth, especially after, like you mentioned, getting that first win, I know Greg Beals had said, Seth came into the weekend saying, hey, I'm 0-3, I got X ERA, I'm better than that. And so he absolutely locked it in and just shut down Indiana.
Do you think that not having a season last year has propelled the players this year to play harder and really show how much they love the game by playing a lot better or a lot harder than they normally do?
Yeah, it's a great question because, getting to finally come back and play some baseball at your home stadium like they did 2 weekends ago when they opened up at Bill Davis for the first time since, 2019, that in itself amped up the players. And even Zach DiCenzo and Garrett Burhan said it after the first game back at Bill Davis. They love just having fans in the stands. And so after last season getting cut short with absolutely no notice, finally turning things around, and, even if it's a Big Ten only schedule, they're still going to go out and grind these 44 games. And they've absolutely shown it so far. That's why they are at the top of the Big Ten. And now they've got another chance to go out and prove it with, the rivalry renewing this weekend.
Absolutely. Rivalry this weekend. What are you looking forward to this weekend when Ohio State plays Michigan? I believe Michigan is number two in the Big Ten standings. I could be wrong. I believe Ohio State is number three.
Yeah, Michigan is a half game back of Nebraska. I know just saying the school up north was probably something the Ohio State Buckeyes wouldn't say, but it's true that Michigan is a half game back of first place, and Ohio State right there is in third. For me, I think this is going to be an outstanding matchup because, you know, 2 years ago in the last full season, Michigan went to the College World Series despite Ohio State bouncing them in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. And so for these two teams to match up again for the first time since then, there's going to be a lot on the line. There's no Big Ten tournament at the end of this season. Somebody's got to get that auto bid. And so this weekend, there's going to be so much. And for me, I like Michigan's pitching, and it's headed by a lefty named Steven Hajar. And he's like the number 45 best prospect in this upcoming draft class. And so his numbers already pop off, and he's already like, he's sixth in the Big Ten with a 2.67 ERA. He's fifth with 38 strikeouts. He's really dominant. He was on the preseason honors list, Golden Spikes Award preseason watch list. He's going to be a guy to watch. Their offense in the same boat, just to a lesser degree. You know, they're headed by a couple of transfers. But they also have someone named Jimmy Overtop, you know, just a utility guy who's second in the Big Ten with 8 home runs. 20 RBIs is sixth. His OPS is over 1,000. You know, he was also on the Big Ten preseason honors list. And so Michigan's got a lot of guys who, if they put it together, they're going to give Ohio State that challenge. And after last weekend, I think Ohio State's up for it.
What can Ohio State do to come out victorious at the end of in this series?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of building on last weekend where they put it all together. And I think it starts with the starting pitching. So okay. Friday, Garrett Burhan is going to get the start against Steven Hajar. And Garrett's kind of been on the uprising with his starting performances. He's gone 6-7 innings. He's struck out so many. He's had these performances where he's kept the Buckeyes in games. And so if the pitching can keep them in ball games, and if the hitting can, you know, not, you know, fall too much into a bit of streaks, and they can string together hits inning by inning by inning, I think the bullpen will be right there. As long as they go pound for pound with Michigan, it's going to be competitive all three games.
Who do you think wins? Last question I got for you. Who do you think wins this series?
You know, ultimately, I think Ohio State's X factor is Jack Neely. He's a transfer from Texas, and his fastball has gotten up to, you know, 98 miles an hour. And, you know, if Garrett Burhan and Seth Lonsway do what they do, they keep Ohio State in competitive games. That game Sunday with Neely on the bump is going to be on ESPN2. There's going to be an extra level of amp within these Buckeyes. And I think if they put it together and Neely turns in one of his best performances in a Buckeye uniform, it could be a good weekend for Ohio State.
Sunday, 4 o'clock on ESPN2. I'll be locked in. You'll be locked in covering the game. I sure hope everybody listening or watching will be locked in as well. Has been Jacob Binge of Buckeye Grove. Jacob, let everybody know where they can connect with you via social media.
Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at Jacob Binge. Pretty much the same for all social media platforms. I'm on all of them. At Jacob Binge on Twitter. You can find me most on there.
Jacob, this has been fun. Looking forward to a fun series, and I will be following along with you on Twitter on the games that I can't watch to make sure I get up to date, up to the minute updates on what's going on in the game. Jacob, thank you so much for coming on here, Locked On Buckeyes.
Thanks so much, Jay.
Before we continue and wrap up today's show, I want to tell you about my good friends at Built Bar. You've heard about them a lot lately, and Built Bar provides a product that I believe needs to be talked about. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy. It'll help you lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, great for the keto diet. And with a purchase at BuiltBar.com, you will get a free cooler. Now, those are only available while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, use promo code LOCKED15 whenever you go to BuiltBar.com and get 15% off at BuiltBar.com. It's April, and the Locked On NFL Network of podcasts is shifting into draft mode. April 19th through the 26th, tune in to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Brian Baldinger, and Michael Lombardi. Stay tuned for more info about where you can find the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Odyssey and the Locked On Podcast Network. as we wrap up today's show here on Locked On Buckeyes. Guys, I want to remind you to follow Jacob Benge on Twitter at Jacob Benge, J-A-C-O-B-B-E-N-G-E on Twitter, as he's covering. He'll be doing a lot of softball this weekend as well. Ohio State versus Michigan in the softball. ESPN2, 4 p.m. on Sunday. Ohio State, Michigan. You can watch that baseball game. Baseball, softball, spring, sports of spring. And we're going to be talking about them here early next week as well. Anytime there's a scrimmage, anytime you get a chance to put the pads on, anytime you get a chance to compete, there's a chance for you to get better. Coming up this weekend, Ohio State has another scrimmage right before they end up playing in the spring game. I don't know what was on my mind. Playing in the spring game on April 17th, I believe that starts at 12 noon. This is a chance for Buckeye players to get better. And me personally, I'll be looking at a few things. Two on offense, one on defense. Offensively, a couple position groups I'll be having my eye on. Defensively, it's the whole group in totality. One group on offense is not receivers or O-line. O-line's a little banged up. Wide receivers, that's kind of intact. Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave got that 1-2 spot locked up to potential first-round draft picks in next year's NFL draft. Tied in, they got Ruckert. Quarterback, though. I want to hear how these guys do as quarterbacks. Rep after rep after rep after rep after rep. Are they poised? Do we find that Kyle McCord is only successful when he throws to Marvin Harrison Jr., his high school teammate? I don't believe so. But these are things that people out there maybe want to say, oh, man, he's only at Ohio State because Harrison Jr. was his teammate in high school. That's it. One guy I'll be looking forward to and watching, and I'm excited to see play the football, is Marvin Harrison Jr. Do I believe he'll get on the field this year? Yes. Why? Because he's just that talented. Trust me. Trust me here. He's that good. I watched his daddy play. This apple, doesn't fall far from that tree. But I'm watching the quarterback battle. Who emerges? I don't believe a starter will be picked right now or after the spring game. Probably towards the latter part of fall, because I do believe this is a close, close battle. I'm watching the quarterbacks, the running backs. For this right here, for me, I wanted to hear about the rotation. Is Teague getting the bulk of the carries? Is it one of the youngsters in Pryor or Henderson? Is it one of the others? Williams, Crowley, Chambers. Is it one of those guys? Is it one of those individuals that is getting the bulk of the carries? What's the rotation? We saw early today, though this is being recorded on Thursday evening, we saw that there was a video going out. Pryor scored a touchdown, Henderson scored a touchdown. One thing with Ohio State Twitter that I've learned, don't read into it too much. You can, but if you're looking for answers as far as things that come out from a video, from a practice, they're trying to play with you, play with your minds, just like a coach is. And they know their role. They know how important and how big social media is right now. But I'm curious to see what the rotation is for the running backs. Last but not least, defensively, this is something we'll talk about next week, probably on a Tuesday, Wednesday, so you can go back-to-back days going in-depth with this subject. Do they do a lot of 4-3, or do we hear a lot more of the 4-2-5 change in defensive scheme, base defensive set? Me personally, you will hear my opinion next week about what I think is the proper way or the best route for Ohio State to go as far as getting their defense set, the proper scheme to be successful for long-term success. But me personally, I'm looking for the scheme. What scheme do they come out in? What scheme do we hear? What happens? Those are my three things. What are you looking forward to with this weekend scrimmage? Tweet at me, at jstevens07. Message me on Twitter. So a lot of you guys have realized Jay is not lying when he says this. When Jay says if you tweet at him, he will tweet you back. If you message him, he will message you back. He's not lying. Some of you are not on Twitter. Twitter, if you are, at jstevens07. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see my Twitter handle at the bottom of the screen. Also, if you're not on Twitter, email me, jstevens317@gmail.com. Send your emails to me. I will reply as quickly as I can. Guys, It's Friday. It's a feel-good Friday. Let's have fun. Let's enjoy. Got a little Buckeye baseball game you can watch on Sunday. Got a little Buckeye softball against the Wolverines this weekend. Weekend series, baseball, softball in action. Football scrimmage, spring game coming up. There's a lot of reasons to be happy, and there's so many reasons to feel good on this feed.